Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Damien O'Mara is back with sport.
Thank you very much, Mary. We'll preview the Republic of Ireland against England with Kenny Cunningham in just a moment. But it's day 9 of the Paralympic Games. We'll come to the Irish in action in just a moment. But it was a 4th place finish last night for Roisin Nireen in the final of the SB 1300 metres breaststroke. The 19-year-old had already secured a silver and bronze medal from these games. She finished 6/10 of a second off the podium places last night. We have 13 members of the Irish squad in action today and with a sense of what awaits from Paris. Good morning to Siobhan Madigan.
Yes, Damien, the penultimate day of action here at the Games. And as you say, another busy one with the focus out on the roads once more in the suburb of Clichy-Bois. Our gold medalist in the time trial, Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly, again carry the weight of Irish hopes in the women's road race. And once again, Katie George is the defending champion here and fancied to be among the medals. But don't rule out either a strong push by Josie Helian and her partner, Eve McChrystal, who would dearly love to add to her bronze from the track at the weekend and make it a personal tally of a magnificent 7 ahead of her retirement later on. Roland Grimes is the first into action. He goes in the 99.4k C4 and 5 road race. He's on the ramp about now. Damien Vericker with his pilot Mitchell McLaughlin is in the B road race, and that goes away just after noon. Also today, back at the La Défense Arena, Barry McClements bids for a place in the final of the S9 100 metre butterfly from the heats this morning. At Stade, Aaron Shorten competes in the 1500 metres T20 final, and out in Versailles, the final day of equestrian for Ireland, Michael Murphy, Jessica McKenna, Sarah Slattery and Kate Hare-Horan all going in the team event, which also should be getting underway around now.
Thanks to Siobhan Madigan. Updates across the day on radio coverage. You can follow it on RTE2 and also on the RTE Player. Now, the Republic of Ireland squad will finalise preparations at the Aviva Stadium today ahead of tomorrow's opening game in Group B2 with England. It'll be the first competitive game between the sides in Dublin since November of 1990. Former Republic of Ireland captain Kenny Cunningham will be part of the radio team with us tomorrow evening. Morning to you, Kenny. Thanks for being with us. It's a big game, obviously. All there's going to be sideshows and everything else that will go alongside this. But in footballing terms, the first game for the new manager, how do you want to see Ireland set up, or what do you hope to see from the Irish approach under Heimir Hallgrimsson?
Yeah, I think you're right, Damien. That'd be the most interesting aspect in terms of how the tactical setup of the team. But more so rather than really whether we're going to play kind of back 3, back 4. I think it's more so the kind of style of play under the new kind of management team, which will be the more interesting. We've gone down one particular avenue, obviously, with Stephen over the past couple of years, more of a possession-based game. Just get the feeling we might see a little bit different, something a little bit different from the new Irish manager, particularly if you look back at how he's played under and the success he's had predominantly under Iceland some years ago.
Liam Scales, we had a clip of him on the programme in the last hour talking about how intense a week like this can be, because obviously they came into camp Sunday evening, they have a game to prepare for. Like, is it a week that you try to, I don't want to say you're going to kind of bombard the players with information, but there's not an awful lot of time for him to get his message across?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Damien. If you've got to kind of drip feed it in very slowly, although it depends how much information you are giving the players. If you're maybe looking to simplify things a little bit, then it's not so much, you're not putting so much responsibility on the players. But I think the players, it looks as if they've enjoyed the week. It's always the case, Damien, with a new manager, different energy around the hotel and on the train and pitch. So no surprise, there's been a lot of positive vibes coming out from the players. But they've got a big test tomorrow against a really strong English side. I can't wait for it.
But they've been pragmatic that you know, the Greece game on Tuesday, it's important not to focus everything on the England game tomorrow, that the Greece game on Tuesday and ultimately the games against Finland as well are the ones that are going to define what we do in this competition.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, although you have to concentrate on what's ahead of you, and that's the England game. We want to put on a performance, we want to be competitive in that game, but you're absolutely right. I think the ambition has to be you know, to target second place in this group. You know, we look at Greece and Finland, very capable teams, we understand that, but they're the type of teams we have to be competing alongside. So yeah, the ambition of coming second in the group, I think we all believe England will probably be too good for the rest of the teams. That's fair enough, but yeah, we really want to be pushing for that second spot, undoubtedly.
Just a word on a former teammate of yours, Lee Carsley. It's a big game for him as the interim head coach. He's got the potential for a couple of new caps in the squad, and it's going to be interesting to see if he tries to put his stamp on this England side with a view to getting the job on a permanent basis.
Yeah, well, I think he's done it already, Damien. You mentioned there in terms of the type of squad that he's named, the trust that he's pulling some of them, the younger players who he's worked at under age level previously, the likes of Angel Gomez, a particular player I'm really looking forward to. He's really talked him up. Maduka as well, we know about as well, his start with Chelsea. So, yeah, it feels like it's a young, reasonably young squad anyway, which he took over, but it feels as if he's kind of really energised the squad. And, yeah, some pressure on his shoulders, but the type of pressure that you want, it looks as if he's in the main seat for the senior international manager's job. Okay. And I'm sure too, if he equips himself very well, gets the right response from the players, two good performances over the next week, and then that job could well be his by the end of the month.
See you tomorrow evening, Kenny. Thanks so much for being with us. Kenny will be on Radio 1 with us tomorrow. This coverage of the game as well on RTE2 television.
You were there in 95?
Yeah, my first international. Yeah, I still have the ticket at home.
How old are you?
14.
Was it scary?
I think I was on the Havelock Square end, so I was at the other end of the ground.
But you could see all that was happening.
I could see everything that was happening. And my overriding memory of it is leaving the Havelock Square end, kind of coming out Bath Avenue and trying to get a taxi back to the north side, and like nobody was stopping. And eventually a guy pulled in. I can't be certain that it was a taxi driver. I do remember somebody pulling in, that people were basically helping the shepherd people away from the ground. But yeah, I don't have massive memories of the pre-match stuff, but I do remember standing in the Havelock Square end and it all kicking off in the far right corner down towards what people would know now as the Dart Station. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Extraordinarily nice. Two big games in Dublin this weekend.
Two big games in Dublin. Coverage, well, yeah, we'll come to the League of Ireland in a second. Coverage as well on the news channel and the RT player of the under-21s. They're away to Turkey tonight at 5:45. The Nations League got underway last night. Northern Ireland beating Luxembourg 2-0 in Belfast. Scotland conceded a late penalty to lose 3-2 to Poland. There was also some history. San Marino recording their first ever competitive victory in international football. They beat Liechtenstein 1-0 to end a 177 match run. Goals from Tom Gravosti and Mason Melia saw St Pat's come from behind to beat Dundalk 2-1 at Oriel Park last night. Dundalk remain bottom of the table. The league leaders Shelburne make the short journey to Dalymount Park to play Bohemians in the only game tonight. Eddie Dunbar is up to 13th ahead of today's 19th stage of La Vuelta. Australian Ben O'Connor continues to lead in general classification. Mullingar's Kiva O'Brien won yesterday's second stage of Ross na Mon, beating Mia Griffin to the line in a photo finish. Griffin leads in general classification. At 2-under par, Gary Hurley is 5 shots off the lead ahead of his second round at the DP World Tour's European Masters. As we've been hearing elsewhere in the programme, the family of a Ugandan athlete who died in Kenya after allegedly being set fire to by her former boyfriend has called for justice. Rebecca Cheptegei, a long distance runner who did take part in the Paris Olympics, died from organ failure after suffering 80% burns in the incident which happened in Kenya earlier this week. Arina Sabalenka and Jessica Pegula will contest the Women's US Open singles final after semi-final wins overnight. In racing, trainer John Shark Hanlon was yesterday given a 10-month ban and fined €2,000 over an incident in which he transported a dead horse in public view. The offence was deemed to damage the good reputation of racing by the referrals committee of the IHRB. He is expected to contest the ruling. And there's racing today in Down Royal from 3:15, Kilbeggan from 4 o'clock.